Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast, the Challenge Edition. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, the Senior Entertainment Editor at Us Weekly. And I am very excited to bring you my first interview from season 37. I have one of the fan favorites coming on the show today. You may know him as a Real World alum or his many seasons of The Challenge. You might also know him from Teen Mom. I don't know what you watch, but our guest this week is Corey Wharton. Thank you so much for joining. I'm so excited to get into this season.
What's going on, Emily?
How are you?
Yeah. What's up?
How's it going?
It's going good. Another season.
I know. What? I said it's been a bit. How have you been?
I've been good. Just got back. We just moved houses. So just like the whole moving process is very stressful. So just dealing with all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for taking time to chat today. I appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. Let's talk about it. Double Agents 2.0.
Oh my gosh. Well, I want to start because you have so much going on in your life. So when you were asked to come back for this season, was there hesitation at all because of obviously a new baby at home, all that? Or was it like, that's a discussion you guys had already had?
This one was rough. I'm not going to lie. This one was real tough. It's just hard because when I go on a season, it's either I'm going to be home in the first week or I'm not coming home until the end of this thing. So, you know, the past two seasons, I've made it to the finals. So I've been gone for a good amount of time. And so, you know, it was hard for everyone that supports me, Taylor, Mila, you know, Cheyenne, Ryder. Cheyenne was pregnant.
Yeah.
So it was, there was a lot that went into this. But yeah. Yeah, it was definitely stressful and hard. But I think at the end of the day, you just have to do what you feel is best and what everyone feels comfortable with. And, you know, everyone did support me, but I felt a lot of pushback from the people that I love most. So it was definitely difficult. Yeah.
It's so funny because I've been obviously talking to you for so long doing these challenges and it's so different how the hardest part of being on the show is now versus what it was back then, because it must be completely different now.
Oh, I used to go on the show. I was single. I didn't have kids. Like, I was going to turn up, have my fun. And I was real distracted on the show. Now I go to the show and I feel like I'm locked in. I know why I'm there. But at the same time, like, I miss my kids. I really do. They're like, they make me happy. You know, if I'm having like a stressful day or something, the kids don't know that. So like, they're always going to be themselves. And so it just is like that peace of mind when I'm hanging out with them and being around Taylor and stuff. So it's just a big decision now. And I mean, to put a little plug in, make sure you guys watch Teen Mom OG, because that's a big storyline this season.
Yeah.
On me leaving. Me and Cheyenne get into a couple arguments and things like that. But it's definitely different, Emily, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. How has it been filming, before we get into the challenge, Teen Mom? Obviously, we know Taylor's not part of it anymore. But with that situation, I mean, with the pressures of all of that.
It's hard, you know. I mean, I'm happy to be in this position, to have this opportunity to show people, you know, even a deeper dive into my life and kind of what goes on and how me and Cheyenne co-parent and kind of how it's not always rainbows and butterflies, right? Like, we do have our fights and we do get into it, but at the end of the day, we always make sure that our focus is back on Ryder. And, you know, I love shooting Teen Mom OG. I'm happy to be a part of it. I think this upcoming season for that, it's just like, you know, I think we start to see that it's starting to affect Ryder a little bit, the time me being away. And that's when I have to kind of take a step back and realize that, okay, I'm not going to be able to get this time back in my child's life. So like, it's hard. It's a hard decision. It's like, do you take your work opportunity and this great chance that you have, or do you, you know, you be there for your family. So it's just, it's a tough decision for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like that you're saying that because it shows like the real side of it, that a lot of people have been going, like you said, I mean, you used to go on the challenges to have fun and party and like good, have some good competition, but now like it's also a job. So
yeah, I'm not like Nelson or Fessy who gets to just check in with themselves and then they get to go and they're enjoying themselves. Like I have a lot of people at home that depend on me. And so when I go to the challenge, it's, I'm clocking into work, you know, I'm away from my family and I'm there focused and I'm there determined. And, you know, it's hard on a lot of people. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so we don't really know too much about season 37 yet. They've kept it pretty under wraps. We just know that it's going to be a little bit wild. Spies, Lies, and Allies, quite the title.
Spies, Lies, and Allies. Let's go.
What can you say about that theme? Like how that kind of comes into play? What can you tease about that?
I mean, I would say this is, we went global this season, people. We went global. Nigeria, Germany, Spain, Hungary, Romania, the Netherlands, Belgium. I mean, we went everywhere. We literally went all over the world to find the best agents that TJ could find. And now we have a season together. And this was the most life-changing experience, just to live in a house with people from all different parts of the world. Like the benefits that you get from that, we might not see right now, but in the long run, like we're going to be so thankful for that. Even though I want to kill some of those people, like it's definitely worth it. It's going to be good, man. I mean, all I can say is I'm a vet. And I'll be damned if I'm going to let a rookie come on my show and think that they can run my show. It's not happening like that. Okay. I've had to put in years of hate on social media, years of embarrassment to be where I am today. So, you know, I think this season, I think it's safe to say that a lot of the vets will stick together and a lot of the rookies are going to crumble. So that's all I'll say on that. But it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
I find it so funny that you're like, I'm a vet. I'm not going to let the rookies come. When not so long ago, your whole method going into these games was like, I'm knocking the vets out.
You remember the hit list I had on Dirty 30 when I was like, I'm coming for you, Johnny. I'm coming for you, Leroy, CT, Jordan. I was that rookie. So that's what, like, I know what these rookies are coming in thinking. You know, a lot of these guys want to be a vet on the show. A lot of these rookies, like their mindset coming in is, it's not always the best, but it's how can I get a callback? You know, they want to continue to go on the show because they love the show. It's a great opportunity. It's a great job to have. But I used to be that rookie. So I know these rookies are coming out guns blazing. This is the best crop of rookies we've ever had. This is probably the most crop of rookies we've ever had. And like I said, we went global. I mean, we went everywhere to find these guys. And yeah. It's going to be good. They're coming out for blood. They want to beat the vets and it's going to be good.
When you walked into this house and saw so many new faces, what was the reaction? Because I would assume, I mean, from a fan perspective, when we get like the release of all the, I'm like, who are all these people? So
yeah,
kind of the same, like, was it?
I mean, I'm right there with you guys. Yeah. I'm right there with the fans. Like, who are these people? Like they get stronger, faster, better looking as the seasons go on.
Yeah, everyone's these like rookies jacked and gorgeous.
Oh yeah, everyone's jacked, everyone's gorgeous. Like they all have their stuff together. Like it's just, it's different. It is definitely different. These rookies aren't even really rookies. Like if you think about it, these people are winning Survivor. Right. These people are winning Big Brother. So they bring something to the show hasn't had in a long time. And that's, I mean, I think Big Brother's done it the best on bringing the politics side of the show up a little bit. The way that they play the game is something I don't think we've seen in a long time. Yeah. So they've made my game better. But I think even these Survivor people, like they bring their own little flavor to the show because, you know, they're coming off of Survivor, which is an intense show. You know, they do challenges on there. They have to eliminate people. So they kind of understand that aspect of the show. These aren't dummies. You know, back in my day when rookies came on the show, we were fresh. We didn't know what was going on. We came there to party and have a good time. But these rookies are coming in, and like I said, I don't even know if you call them rookies because they're bringing it this season for sure.
Definitely. Were you interested in like mixing and, you know, finding new allies, or was it more like, these are the friends I already have, I'm good?
You know, I'll say this. I wanted to make sure to build my wall of protection nice and tall, nice and tall. Why not cover all the bases? You know, I'm a friendly guy. I'm not a mean guy, but, you know, just try to be nice to everyone, kind of see who I naturally, vibe with, naturally go towards, and, you know, friendships will build off of that, you know? So you definitely want to cover all your bases. And I think a lot of the vets noticed that this season that, you know, they were trying to do that. So, yeah.
Who can people, out of the new people, who should we keep an eye on? Because it's really hard as a person that's seen all these challenges and then this whole group of new people that if you haven't watched, I mean, I've watched Survivor, so I know I'm going to be watching the three of them, but
yeah.
Who else should we keep?
I mean, I think production did a good job of getting somebody that I feel like if you're watching the show, you'll be able to relate to somebody. I mean, we are all so different from each other. We're all from different parts of the world, which is crazy. But I would say the people to look out for, I mean, Kells is a beast. He's 6'6", 240 pounds. Dude is fast. Dude is strong. Then you got Emmanuel, who's coming off of Survivor. He gives you Major Jordan vibes. Like, he's kind of good at everything, not bad at anything type of deal. You got Logan, who's a soccer star and who, you know, he almost won Survivor. And then on the girls' side, I don't know if you've heard of the Tasha Titans, but they're legit. I've never seen a fan base like this.
I was going to say, anytime I tweet, that's what I get. These people who are cheering her on. And I'm like, I can't wait to see her already. And I don't know anything about her.
I've never seen a fan base give love like that. So shout out to the Titans, man. You guys support your queen, and I love to see it. And, you know, I'm just happy to have her on the show. To have that type of a buzz coming into the show is major. So I'm proud of her and happy for her. And I think just like Priscilla, Esther, and you got Bettina, you got Emmy, who's a beast. I mean, they're bringing it. These rookies are bringing it this season, and they mean business. So we better be ready.
How did this season, obviously emotionally for you, it was a little bit different than usual. How did it compare physically to past seasons you've done?
Physically, I felt amazing. I felt great physically. I'm not going to lie. I trained harder than I ever have to come on the show. I feel very healthy. I feel ready. It was hard mentally. Just because the people at home were kind of struggling. Cheyenne was pregnant. Ryder was acting up. Taylor was missing me. Mila, I missed Mila's first steps. So, like, I'm missing crucial points in my child's life that, like, I'll never be able to get back. So that's kind of hard to swallow. But at the end of the day, like I said, I'm there to work. You know, I don't have to work a 9-to-5. So that's a blessing. So when I do come home after doing a challenge, I get to spend all my time with my kids. So that's kind of how I rationalize it. And so
when you come,
this one was tough. This was tough.
Is it now?
These challenges were intense. Yeah.
You come home and you get to kind of make up for lost time, which is great.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So this is your 9th challenge. So 10th MTV show. Well, I guess 11th with Teen Mom, but I did 10th Real World to now. Things have obviously changed a lot since you first joined the franchise throughout the way it goes in your life. I have some rapid fire questions about you, about the challenge.
But is this really my 10th show? Did you count X on the Beach? Did you count How Far Is Tattoo Far?
Oh my gosh.
Did you count Champs First Stars? No, I'm just kidding. All right, rapid fire. Let's go.
Man, I'm off. I say 10th, it's like 20th. That's fine. Because I want to do some behind the scenes, like secrets, because fans are really into this stuff. So let's see what you can do. There's a lot of chatter about what people can and can't bring into the house. What can you not bring into the house?
What can you not bring into the house? Cell phones, laptops. That's a no-go. We're not bringing those things into the house. What you can bring protein powder. You can bring protein powder. Yep. You can bring clothes. You can bring shampoo and conditioner. You can bring a razor, deodorant. You can't bring books. You can't bring puzzle books. You can't bring math cards. So yeah, you can bring your body, your mind, and your fighting spirit to stay in the game. That's about it, man. Clothes, deodorants, your bathroom essentials. And that's really it.
So, you know, there used to be a 10 minute calls a week that you could make home. Is that is that still the rule?
It is now one call a week.
Yikes. Okay. Can you, can you video or just call?
Yeah, it's a video call.
Yeah.
So we get one video call a week and that's 10 minutes long. You can break that 10 minutes up if you want to do 5 minutes to grandma, 5 minutes to mom, but you're not talking about the shows. You got a producer sitting there listening to the whole conversation. So if you say something, they're going to be like, hey, that's not going to fly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, it's, I'll say this, you know, the show has changed a lot throughout the years of me being on the show. I only speak on my experience. You know, I think right now there's a lot of tension just because we're lucky to be doing this show with COVID. Mm-hmm. I think COVID has caused production a lot of stress. I think it's caused the cast a lot of stress. But at the end of the day, we're all just very thankful that we get to produce these shows that the fans love and that you guys love to watch. And we're continuing to work and, you know, create great content and a great show. And that's what we're trying to bring to you guys. And, you know, hopefully you guys love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. When it comes to drinking, when you go out, normal pre-COVID world, are you buying your own drinks at the bar?
Oh, you're talking about the good old days to be able to go to the bar. You could buy a bottle. You could buy whatever you wanted at the bar. It's on you. You get drunk and sloppy. It's on you. Now production's trying to control some of that. You know, the networks kind of in the hot seat and whatnot. But yeah, this season we went to drink tickets. So once you ran out of your drink tickets, there was no more drinks for you, my friend.
For the whole season?
No, per night, we would get a certain amount of drink tickets. And a lot of that was simply because the cast got a little wild one night or a couple nights, and we kept getting put on like punishment, basically. Like, listen, you guys are acting crazy to production, the security team, you're not respecting them.
Yeah.
So we got to limit the drinks, and it was wild this season. You know, I hope we can find a better system, but we were like kids at a carnival. We had drink tickets. Once your drink tickets ran out, no more drinks for you. So yeah,
that's probably smart. They'll probably keep doing that. That's actually really
good. No, Emily, no, they better not, because I'm not going to be doing that.
Are you guys making your own meals in the house?
They do give us groceries. Basically, we have a grocery list. Any food that you want, they will go and get for you if it's available in the country where we are. But they do have catering. They have breakfast come in, they have lunch come in, and dinner come in. And if you're not there for it, you miss the meal, you know. But they do have food for you to cook whenever you want. So, yeah.
Okay. And then something that you've been part of a little bit, the rules have changed over the years about physical contact, because it used to be you're out.
What? Me? No, come on.
Back in the old days. Now, a lot of the time it's like go to a hotel for a night. What is the rule here?
The rule is if you touch another cast member, you are getting kicked off of the show. It's very simple.
Okay.
You know, I think, if you put your hands on another cast member, you're basically going to be exempt to be kicked off the show. TJ makes it clear he doesn't want any physical violence. And it's hard. It's hard because you're fighting for $1 million, you know. Yeah. The emotions are on 10. Like, you are ready to get after it, you know. And this environment creates such a toxic environment that, you know, it's hard. But you got to be mature and you have to be disciplined and just know you can't touch anybody. So,
yeah, that's a good rule. You're against drink tickets, but good on that.
Yeah. Let us get as sloppy as we want. If we touch somebody, then we're getting kicked off the show. It's simple. We're all grown. We know how to handle ourselves. And,
Totally. Have you ever seen someone try to sneak something in the house they're not supposed to have? Because one source told me someone tried to sneak a cell phone in and was fined $25,000.
That source is correct. I'm not about to snitch, Emily. I'm not about to snitch, but you know, people have their ways. Yeah. We have our ways. For sure. I definitely think that, you know, things happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So before we wrap up, I have to ask you, you did say that it was tougher this time going, or do you see an end in sight for your challenge days?
I don't see an end in sight. I'm good. I'm healthy. I'm looking younger than ever. I know, man, I love this. It's exciting. It's my life. This is what I know. This is what I've been good at. This is something that I truly enjoy. Now, does that mean I'm going to be doing every season? Probably not. There's a high chance that I'm going to be doing one a year. That's kind of like what's going to work best for me and my family. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's exciting things for the challenge. I don't want to give too much, but there's a lot going on. I'm talking Paramount Plus. We got a lot going on with that. I'm just really happy to be a part of the show, to be a part of the network. The challenge is as big as it's ever been, I would say. So I'm happy to be there. I'm not going anywhere, you guys. And hopefully this season I can pull off that win, because we all know I need the win. That's all that I have to accomplish now is get a win. And so I'm going to keep going until I get that win, you know?
Awesome. Corey, thank you so much. It's always so nice to chat with you.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Emily. I appreciate it. And yeah, make sure you guys watch this season, August 11th, 8:00, The Challenge, only on MTV. Go ahead and give your boy a follow. You guys know my Instagram, YouTube page, and make sure you guys watch Teen Mom OG. Yeah, dig.
I love it. I love, you're so good at plugging. Thank you so much, Greg.
All right, Emily. Sounds good. I will. Have a good one.
All right, guys, before we wrap up, we have some exclusive news I'm so excited to share with you. This season, The Challenge is taking things to the next level for fans at home. So ahead of the premiere of season 37, 7 fan favorite cast members are locked in for a live pre-season special. So it'll feature a first look at the new season. It'll feature some trivia that fans can play along with, live fan interactions. It's going to air across YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Devin Simone is obviously going to be a big part of it because, as you guys know, she hosts a lot of the post-show specials. So this is called The Challenge Aftermath Live. Nani is a part of it. Amanda, Josh, some of the greatest people on season 37. So that's really, really exciting. That will be July 28th at 3 p.m. Then all premiere week long, fans will be directed to an exclusive cameo landing page. So basically they can request cameos from their favorite season 37 challengers, including Ashley, Anissa, Devin, Corey. Of course, you guys love Corey, we know, and host TJ Lavin, because who doesn't want a cameo from TJ Lavin? Now, on the morning of the premiere, cameos will be sent out to fans who requested them so that they can share them on social, that they can give them to their family or friends. The best part, MTV will cover the cost of this. So this will be probably around August 4th. Time to be determined. I will keep you guys posted, but head over to usmagazine.com for the whole breakdown of both of these, the live aftermath and the cameo activation. I am so excited about this. As always, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and please subscribe on iTunes if you want to keep listening to challenge exclusive news and interviews. Give us a 5-star review. Reach out to me on social media. I would love to hear from you all. I'd love your feedback at Emily Longaretta on all platforms. Also, keep checking out usmagazine.com for all the latest on The Challenge, and we will be back next week.